T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jay Caulfield in the building for the 11 o'clock hour. It's Cook and Joe. Glad you could join us. And there's a lot to talk about with the Penguins, including a pending trade deadline. And you mentioned before the break, Jay, that you wonder how Jim Rutherford may react to last night's game. I mean, to me, it was sort of that's really the last proving ground game before the break, because tomorrow's such an odd. They're going to be playing in the rain in Philadelphia. What are you going to be able to tell from that?
Philly's on a slide again. They went down last night big time as well. You know, I will always say is you can go one of two ways. And when we've talked about this on the show before too, and go back to the first Stanley Cup year, we got blown out by Calgary in Calgary. I think it was 8-0. And Bob Johnson, your reactions, we're all like wondering, well, we might be, what's this going to be about? What are we going to have to do tomorrow? He took a path of being positive and said, let's just forget this night and move on. And obviously that's what we did. It wasn't like a bag skate, wasn't this and that. I think the coaching staff and Jim Rutherford can be the same way. They can either sit there and go, look, we built this team. This is who we're going with. And we also know that this team can win. I still say this team can do things that others still can't just because of who you have in a lineup. And if you get the solid goaltending, you have a chance to go on for a long way. That's how I feel. But it's going to be – they're going to look at that last night, and they're either going to go left or go right, and they're either going to say we need to change what we have here, and we have a couple more days to make decisions what we're going to do. And I think when you get with the scrum last night at the end – it's no big deal. There's not a big deal about it, but the way it looked and the perception that it has to the league, I think that's if that didn't happen last night, I'd say, okay, look, let's see what happens and you go on. But when they got pushed around and Crosby's the guy leading the way, I think they're not going to like that at all today. And that's why I feel some things may come across differently between now and the trade deadline.
I think so too, actually. Yep. I think Jim Rutherford – I think he's done a great job. He won 2 Stanley Cups here, right? But and I think one of the things that is going on with him, Jay, is that he feels like, first of all, his job's not on the line, whereas a lot of other people it is. Yep. So in other words, he can do whatever he wants, I think. Yep. He's got free rein to go, and he's not afraid to pull the trigger, and he reacts to things. And I think something's going to happen between now and Monday at whatever time that deadline is. I just wonder will he flip a guy like Bjugstad all of a sudden? Will he flip Tanner Pearson? Will he do something even bigger? I don't know.
Yeah, I think every guy who feels – I mean, I think there's a lot of guys, as we were talking just before the break, I think there's a lot of guys that are a little bit wondering what's happening with the atmosphere. Because, you know, when you win, everything's happy. Music's on. Everything is great in the locker room. Everybody loves everybody, and we're on the way. When you lose, music's off. It's sour. It's a bad atmosphere. And when you have the trade deadline right around the corner, when they think they're done and they think this is the team, and as that's why I said, I think that game last night puts something different. And it's the when you have the management looking over you every night, Jim Rutherford's direct. He doesn't like what's going on. And if they feel there's something, now you might not have the ability to do anything either. There might not be the right guy. If you move somebody, what are you bringing back that's going to be better? That's a key thing. But I do think if there is something out there, they will do it. And I do feel players have that sense as well, because you can find who has jam in a game or not. And what's a difference maker when a game's going sideways and you're getting pushed on? Who's the guy still battling? Who's going after? That's what I'll say about Tanner Pearson. Hey, you know, had a good game in Jersey last night. The game's not going right. At least he steps up and goes with Evander Kane. So that's he's showing, okay, look, I'm fighting, I'm battling, I want to be here kind of thing. So it's going to be interesting what plays out, but I think they felt if there was not that type of game last night, this would have been the team, outside of something that might be, hey, maybe another right-handed D, or if you can find another gritty, great fourth-line guy, something like that. I think they felt this is the team we have going forward, and we have enough talent and depth to make something happen. Now it's up to Mike Sullivan, who's working hard at it, to try and put the pieces together in the lines and give a guy a shot here. Hey, he's giving a guy, you're either going to hang yourself, if you're meaning like as a player, if you don't have a good effort, now you're on the bubble to come out, because I got Wilson and I got Bluger, who I can put right back into this lineup. And that's what's there when you have a little bit of depth going.
Jay Caulfield of AT&T Sportsnet with us. Jay, you mentioned at least three times, as long as you get good goaltending, do you think they have confidence, real confidence in Matt Murray right now? And why didn't he play last night?
I just think that they're trying to follow. I think it keeps everybody honest when you flip, if you're flipping back and forth. But at some point, and I know it's, I would think it's a discussion in there today. At some point, you're going to go, okay, here's our guy, we're going with them. But I think they had DeSmith on the schedule to play this game, and they stuck with it. And if he has a great game, it keeps pushing the other, it pushes Matt Murray. Does Matt Murray need to be pushed? Only the guys in there. Again, Mike Sullivan, Jim Rutherford, they'll know that. So to me, I think, but eventually you're going to have to go, Matt Murray is not, he shouldn't be tired. He's rested. He can make a run and get into the playoffs, and I think they spread it out pretty good. But when they had both those guys going, how many weeks ago was that stretch where, 10 games? They had a great stretch. Yeah, what was the goaltending number?
Right.
I think 967 save percentage, something like that, over that stretch. Can you duplicate that? That's really difficult in this game and with the teams and the talent that's around. But if you get just, and I say good, solid goaltending, make that steal one. Like, Casey DeSmith felt, if ever he won that breakaway on Kane, that's the one he really wanted. So if you get that save, that's what I'm talking about. You need that type of thing where you get that save, Ron, and then you keep that team and keep the game 1-0 and let your team battle back. When it gets by you and the goaltending drops a little bit, hey, the chances, they're going to look at grade A chances they give up, all these things. You need your goaltending to be solid, as does every other team in the National Hockey League, to go on and be successful.
Jay, is it me, or are they giving up a ton of shots too? 51, I think, that they gave up in, what was the Philly game, and then 39 the next one. You know, what did they give up last night? 33. It seems to me it's easy to blame the goaltending, but are they playing very well in front of them?
Well, I think what you want to look at is the I just mentioned grade A chances. What are the big time odd man rushes, big time chances between the circles, you know, inside the dots kind of thing? That's what you're going to look at. A lot of times shots can be deceiving, but I felt there's a few games that it wasn't. The number that we saw was what it should have been. I mean, teams are now working. I think when they go low to high, and teams all teams cover down low. They want to protect, you know, below the dots, if you will, and they give up the point shot. But if you give up the point shot and you have somebody like Brent Burns or Carlson who just finds a way to get it through and just continues to rip it all night long, just firing from the point, the battle then starts after that. And if you lose the battle down low, you're going to lose the game. So I think that's a big part of it on games that teams are really working hard and have skill to go with it. Low to high, you know, all these type of things. The movement, shots from center point, that creates problems for any team. But I think the games that we're talking about, Ron, that's been a problem for the Penguins at given times. And that's why you see a high number in shots against. But I do believe some teams do fire from everywhere. Corners, this and that. And you know what? They're taking a shot. They're throwing it there at the net, trying to win a battle down low, and you go from there. But there's the other games that the grade A chances. I do think at least one thing. You don't want to see the odd man break. Odd man breaks are killers, and that's decision-making with and without the puck. And that's what, if you keep that to a minimum, you have a real good chance, a better chance of winning a game then.
That's Jay Caulfield. He's with us for another segment here as we head into the noon hour. And I have a couple questions for Jay coming up, including his reaction to Carl Hagelin winding up in Washington. We'll talk about it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.